This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Senate tax hike, a job killer. Recharge tops out at 50% of capacity. And consumers drinking less wine. Cal Chamber blasts Senate tax hike. In April, state senators proposed to fill the growing budget deficit by raising taxes on large corporations while lowering taxes for small business. Despite Governor Newsom declaring the proposal dead on arrival, the Senate Budget Committee has filed a measure to implement the provisions. Businesses that shoulder the majority of corporate taxes would see rates rise from 8.84% to 10.99%, amounting to a 24% increase. Employers making $1.5 million in annual revenue or less account for just 12% of all corporate income taxes and would see their tax rate drop to 6.63%. The California Chamber of Commerce immediately raised alarms over the bill and added SB 220 to its, quote, job killer list. Cal Chamber policy advocate Preston Young warned in a letter to the committee that such a policy would degrade California's economic competitiveness and force businesses to reduce their presence in the state. Now, here is a correction. The State Water Board could approve a water right permit for Sites Reservoir in 2024 at the earliest. Daybreak incorrectly stated that could happen this year. Recharge is likely to reach only half capacity. The Department of Water Resources estimates the state could percolate as much as 3.3 million acre-feet of water underground from the vast snowmelt this year. DWR Director Carla Nemeth, however, estimates the actual amount of groundwater recharge this year will likely be around half that amount. At the AgriPulse Food and Ag Issue Summit West yesterday, Nemeth stressed that 1.8 million acre-feet is still good, but much more opportunity does exist. This year will provide some valuable learning lessons for roll-up-your-sleeves management changes that need to happen, particularly with forecasting incoming storms to inform reservoir operations. Consumers drinking less wine, but paying more. Wine consumption is plateauing even as value-priced wines decline in sales amid a growing market for higher-priced premium wines, says Chris Bitter, senior wine and grape analyst at Terrain, an agriculture analysis firm. There's also been somewhat of a movement in the U.S. in terms of people looking more at health and wellness and trying to moderate their alcohol consumption, Bitter said at the AgriPulse Summit. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Central Valley lawmakers wary of water bills. Central Valley lawmakers say they're keeping watch on a series of bills on water rights. Speaking at the AgriPulse Summit yesterday, Assemblymember Vince Fong, a Republican of Bakersfield, said the bills are existential threats. This is a full contact sport. We have to ensure that our voices and our positions are being heard, he said. The bills would expand the State Water Board's enforcement authority over diversions, placing more scrutiny on senior water rights and raising penalties on violations. Critics argue the bills would have a chilling effect on infrastructure investments and disrupt voluntary flow agreements. Senate Ag Chair Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield said she's trying to work with sponsors of the measures. I want to stress the importance of those bills and making sure that we either get the right amendments in there or, if we can, prevent them from moving forward, she said. By the way, Hurtado also defended her ongoing effort to bar foreign governments from buying California farmland, although she acknowledged that farm groups are concerned about limiting foreign investment in U.S. agriculture. At the end of the day, it's about protecting our farmers and protecting our food security here in California, she said. Regulations' greatest challenge facing California agriculture. Dealing with regulations will be the great challenge facing the California ag economy, Daniel Sumner, agriculture economist from UC Davis, told attendees yesterday at the AgriPulse Summit. He said the ag industry can deal with weather, and although the climate is changing, they'll also be able to find innovations to manage the changing climate. Learning how to work within the regulations will be crucial, he said. To be successful, especially in California, means learning how to adapt to those regulations. As it relates to climate change, Sumner also said in the short term, California producers are going to be adapting more to climate policy than to the climate itself because of California's aggressive policy about mitigation. The longer-term outlook will also need to recognize the global nature of climate change. Biologicals need to do some work to gain more of a foothold, Summit told. Much work remains to persuade growers of the benefits of biological products, which, quote, are still far behind the technologies that enable the Green Revolution, a representative of Novozymes North America said yesterday at the AgriPulse Summit. Jason Garble, Senior Director of Marketing and Strategy, said efficacy of the products is the main drawback, but he and other panelists also said farmers have to see the data so they can see the improvement of biologicals over the past decade. There's oftentimes a memory of, sure, I tried those products when they first came out 10 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, said Lisa Safarian, COO of Pivot Bio. However, quote, those products have been through 5 and 6 different formulation adjustments since then, and so they've increased in efficacy. They've increased in storage stability. They've increased in their ability to last on the planet. So there is an opportunity to take a second look. U.S. seeks to wrap up IPEF this year. The U.S. aims to wrap up negotiations on the 14-nation Indo-Pacific Economic Framework this year, but not before key provisions on sustainability are added to the agriculture chapter of the deal. At the word of Chief U.S. Ag Negotiator Doug McCaleb yesterday, due to the benefits of the agreement, we want to get it on the books as quickly as we can, McCaleb said at a speech at the AgriPulse Summit. McCaleb reassured Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo this week that the goal is to finish IPEF this year. One of those benefits, he said, will be an agricultural sustainability agreement. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's She Said It. We have been coasting on 50-year-ago investments in agriculture. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, speaking at the AgriPulse Food and Ag Issues Summit West on the need for federal funding in the Farm Bill to support research, extension, and technical education. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.